It's a crowded field in Massachusetts' 3rd Congressional District, where more than a dozen Democrats are hoping to replace Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas on Capitol Hill. Tsongas from Lowell is retiring after this term. Most of the would-be's faced off for the first time yesterday at a debate at UMass Lowell. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the debate showed the candidates share similar views on issues from immigration to income inequality.
The announcement of Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas' retirement last summer spurred a wide array of congressional aspirations, from a national security expert to political insiders to a former U.S. ambassador. The demographic makeup of the Democratic field is also diverse. 8 men and 5 women are running for the seat, including 9 white candidates and 4 people of color. There's also a transgender woman and an openly gay man. Their politics were practically in lockstep on most of the issues raised in yesterday's debate at UMass Lowell. Let's look at 2 key issues, immigration and wealth inequality. First, we'll hear where the candidates stand on immigration. Dan Coe is a former chief of staff of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. As the children of Korean and Lebanese immigrants, he says the climate around immigration is deeply personal.
And if my grandmother's family tried to come to the country today, Donald Trump would have stopped them at the border. That is what this campaign is about. What kind of America do we want to be? Do we want to be an America that pushes away immigrants, that fights the American dream? Or do we want to be the America that we all know and love, that's an inclusive America?
Attorney Leonard Golder says Democrats need to be willing to compromise in order to achieve their goals.
Yes, if we can collect more Democrats to Congress, we'll have better leverage in terms of getting something passed. But if we still have to deal with this individual in the White House, we may have to do a little bit of horse trading. And if it means that we admit a few more Norwegians with PhDs in exchange, that's a deal I can live with.
Keith St. John of Marlborough is a self-described entrepreneur. He says it's a no-brainer that those who immigrated to the states as minors should have a pathway to citizenship.
A lot of these people were brought before they had much language skills. They don't really, if any of them, remember their home countries at all. I mean, they're American. They want to be here. They're active. They're bettering our communities, pay some back taxes, maybe a fine, get through the process and become citizens.
Rufus Gifford is a former ambassador to Denmark. He says the congressional race is about defining the country by its policies toward immigrants.
Are we a country that remembers what is written on the Statue of Liberty? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Or are we a country that sends ICE agents into American cities and towns and tears countries apart?
Growing up in Lowell, candidate Lori Trahan says she learned lessons about the importance of diversity.
You know, when you grow up in a city like Lowell and you attend public schools, you don't read about diversity or learn about it in a classroom or when you enter corporate America. You're embedded in an inclusive society, one that understands that so many of their neighbors are folks who came from all over the world. And that's what this election is about. It's about restoring our shared values.
There are actually 13 Democrats running for the Congress seat, though debate organizers say Don Bradley of Andover never responded to their invitation. The other 12 engaged in 2 separate debates, 6 candidates at a time. The question of income inequality was another point of unity for the field. Beej Das is a small business owner who lives in Lowell. He listed a number of ways working people are struggling in today's economy.
You know, I know daily the impact of government regulations on my employees. I know the high cost of health care and access to affordable education, because those are the issues that are affecting our employees, my fellow small business owners, and our friends.
State Representative Juana Matias of Haverhill wants to become the first Latina to represent Massachusetts in Congress. She says the roots of inequality are in the school system.
We need to do more to invest in our K-12 education system, give families access to universal pre-K, and if you want to go to college and you're willing to work hard in this country, that should not come with decades and decades of debt.
State Senator Barbara Letalian called herself a mom on a mission, and part of that mission in Congress, she says, would be to keep entitlement programs intact, especially after Republicans passed a massive tax cuts bill late last year.
Within a day, Paul Ryan was talking about entitlement cuts, something he's been talking about for many years, but finally felt he had the justification to create. I am very concerned about what will happen to Social Security, SSI disability, Medicaid, Medicare.
Alexandra Chandler is a transgender woman who identifies herself as the sole candidate who's worked in national security. She says inequality can be tackled by requiring companies to extend profit sharing to all workers.
Profit sharing. Force companies that give their top executives generous profit sharing programs to give that to their line workforce, or else take away those tax breaks, because that's a way that we will force wealth into the hands of the working middle class again.
Banking executive Bhopal Malone wove together the threads of immigration and inequality. Born in Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge dictatorship, Malone talked about living in a Thai refugee camp before she was allowed entry into the United States.
As a refugee that came here at the age of 9 with nothing but the clothes on my back and speaking no English, I was very, very blessed that America opened its door to me and my family. My parents always taught me the values of hard work and persistence, but I know that we wouldn't have made it with those alone. But the sad reality is that the American dream is out of reach for many people.
In a question about the opioids crisis, labor organizer Jeff Ballinger points to the economic difficulties facing American workers. He referenced the impending closure of hundreds of Toys R Us stores as an example of a system that treats workers as an afterthought.
It's just an indication of how bad businesses in America make it impossible for people to have a brighter future. And this is why I think a lot of people are addicted, and we don't have the jobs that we had when I was growing up.
Despite all the challenges, former healthcare executive Patrick Littlefield of Boxborough says he thinks the country will come out stronger.
We've got a lot of problems that we need to tackle. But one of the things that is central to who we are as a people is our ability to create, to innovate, and to build a better future for ourselves and for our children.
The 13 Democrats vying for the third congressional seat will face off in the primaries in September. One of them will go up against Pepperell Republican businessman Rick Green in the general election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.